way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
I'm going to have to kill him.
Is your phone off?
I'm going to have to kill the cat if he keeps clawing at shit. He's dead.
You wanted cats, not me.
Dead. But the difference is I have no problem getting rid of them.
Yeah, that makes it even worse.
That's fine.
Because as a responsible pet owner, you are an adult and you know all of the responsibilities and things that go along with owning an animal. So when you choose to adopt a cat, you already know what you're getting into.
What if we didn't adopt him? What if we adopted his mother and he was born? He's not adopted.
Okay, but you chose to keep him. I could have found him another home.
Still could.
Can't do it now.
All right, fine. Start the show. Start the show. Stupid cat.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your hostess, Carol Ann, and Joe, regretting his cat adopting self.
Of the many regrets that's currently on top of the list. Little son of a bitch. Orange menace. This is the same dumb cat who recently, twice, we've had to remove poop from his furry orange butt because he can't seem to shoot out a log and not get it stuck in his hair.
He's an incredibly, incredibly long-haired, fluffy cat.
But we'll just be sitting around the house and he'll walk in the room and you're like, oh God, you got poo on your butt.
I think our best option is really just to bite the bullet and shave his behiny.
Shave the pucker.
Yeah.
STP.
I think that'll probably save a lot of us some anxiety and unpleasant duties.
Duties.
Yeah. He doesn't want to lick his pooped up butt either.
No, well, he needs to. It's his job.
He can't reach.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, how's it going? Cats.
It's all right.
This is the cat episode.
No, never.
I've got some stories on pumas, jaguars, tigers, and ligers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you can't bring up all those big cats without bringing up the...
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Season 2.
Two.
I thought we mentioned this last time.
Maybe, but I think it gets released tomorrow or something.
Oh, is it that soon? Okay, cool. Oh, what? No, it might already be.
Is it already out?
November. I don't know. Maybe not, but nevertheless, yeah, it's soon.
Yeah.
Carol Baskin was suing Netflix because, and it's a really stupid thing. Like, she said that the way that they cut the promos for season two, all they did was reuse old footage, but they framed it in different ways, like it was a new interview from her or something. It's just so dumb. But also, fucking Joe Exotic has cancer. He's got... bad prostate cancer, apparently.
I guess that happens when you binge.
Well, he had stuff shooting up there before he went to jail.
That's true. That's true. Yep. I guess I would assume so. I don't really know for a fact.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know. But yeah, a lot of stuff going on around Tiger King. But yeah.
I guess.
I can't wait to see it. It's really? Just a tire fire of a show.
Are we really going to watch it?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think we are. I'm pretty sure we are.
I'm pretty sure you might. I'm not sure I really want to waste my time.
I'll put it on the TV here while I'm working during the day.
You go ahead.
I can do that, you know.
There's like so many other things that I think I might enjoy that wouldn't be that. I think sitting alone in a room with nothing on would be more enjoyable.
See, that's where you're wrong. I can't wait to see it.
Really?
Yes, indeed. Something else that we did watch on Netflix that we had talked about. Dave Chappelle's...
Yes.
The closer special.
Yeah.
Lot of hubbub around that one there, let me tell you.
Yeah, shout out to Dave Chappelle. It was a good show.
All of them are.
Uh-huh.
He's incredibly funny.
He is.
And he talks about those things in a very funny way.
But I don't get it.
Yeah, no, I don't understand like the outrage. Like he didn't, and if you've watched any of his comedy over the years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
There's no group he hasn't picked on. There's no group he hasn't made jokes about. And I wouldn't even say picked on is probably the wrong word. I mean, just no group he hasn't had a bit on or had a topic on.
It's probably, it might be a good way. Still, I don't know.
I don't know. It was so funny. If you haven't watched it, watch it.
I don't think there was anything incredibly offensive about anything in the show that crossed any lines that, I don't know.
No.
More worth all of that hubbub.
So if you hear this and you haven't seen it and you're outraged by what you've seen about it, just watch it. Just watch it.
If you've seen it and you're offended, send us a message and let us explain know that too. It to us, because apparently we're missing it.
Yeah, it was very funny.
I don't know.
That line he had, though, was hilarious, because what did he talk about his previous special, Sticks and Stones, because he made a joke there, and he said, I can't do a Dave Chappelle voice. Now, they said, blah, blah, blah. That wasn't good. He's got such a unique voice to him.
He does, so don't.
But anyway, he said, they apparently dragged me on Twitter. And he goes, and I don't give a fuck, because Twitter's not a real space or place.
Twitter's not a real place.
No, but in addition to that, too, it was funny that in the middle of him being, quote unquote, canceled for that special, just the other day, last week maybe, played a one-night show in New Orleans that had 17,000 fans and grossed him $1.5 million at the box office.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
This guy's being canceled. He just filled more arenas. It's so silly.
Whole thing is silly. He's very All funny. Of it.
He's funny.
But I do want to take this opportunity to take a moment.
Oh, okay. You're going to honor me for something, I'm assuming. But go ahead. I'll wait.
I'll wait, and you can stop interrupting me.
Hmm.
I wanted to wish everyone, all of our listeners, as well as yourself, a happy Diwali.
Who are you, Kelly Kapoor?
May the light of the Diwali brighten each day of your life.
Aw. You're getting into this hippie shit.
You don't even know what Diwali is.
It's the Hindu festival of light, celebration of light. Is it Hindu, right? Yeah. It would be Hindu, I think.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. So, in your face, first of all. And second of all, yes, I do know what it's about.
It is a five-day festival, and it celebrates the triumph of light over dark and good over evil.
There you go.
So, today is just the beginning of the celebration over evil. So screw you, evil, for 5 days. Light gets its shine. Light gets the shine.
Pete Holmes' punchline on one of his jokes. Not today, the devil. So yeah, all right. Happy Diwali.
Diwali.
Diwali. Yeah.
I feel bad though. I don't have any like oil lamps or anything around to light. So
well, you know,
maybe next year I'll have to channel my inner Diwali and be better prepared.
Yeah,
it kind of snuck up on me this year.
We'll have to get some pictures of the Diwali Lama, because that's really who this is honoring.
No,
he's like the step cousin of the Dalai Lama.
No,
but he's the Diwali Lama.
Stop.
Lama dama ding dong. The Lambda variant. Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Is it a llama or an emu?
From Revenge of the Nerds. That was the black fraternity that they joined.
I'm aware.
And the, you know what the girls' one was?
So bad.
The Omega Moos. The girls. Lambda, 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 and Omega Moos.
Are you going to do the rap, too, that they had?
No. What was that guy's name, though?
Brought here on stage today to do a show for you.
Lamar. That was his name. Lamar, right? LeVar? Lamar. Lamar. Yeah. I haven't seen that movie in forever. A lot of boobs in that pic. That was back when the 80s was great, because even movies that didn't need it, they get the occasional little boob shot. It's something that's missing from movies and entertainment these
days. It's not actually
there
missing at all.
Be more boobs.
Just change the channel. You'll find all the boobs you want.
Nah, we don't
you don't even
channels.
Have to turn a television on. You could just pick up your phone.
Yeah, really.
Endless plethora.
Rogan was talking about that with Gilbert Godfrey, because I was listening to some of that, and Godfrey, you know, he's an oldie, was talking about how he used to have to go to those theaters and, you know, pay a couple bucks to go watch an actual film, and, you know, or go like to the store and like rent cassettes and all, or VHS tapes and all that shit. And everyone's like, you just have like all the porn you can access on your phone. It's ridiculous. Like, the amount of pornography out there has got to be stunning.
I guess.
Remember on Silicon Valley, they kind of alluded to how much there is on there, because they got the contract to like back up the thing, and they deleted like terabytes or something of porn, and there was still so much. But yeah, why did I start talking about porn?
Because it's you.
I don't know why. I just did.
That's weird.
Hey, big news.
Yeah?
Kumar is gay. Did you see that?
Really?
Yeah.
For reals?
Yeah.
Like, he came out and he said it?
He
or
came
like...
out, yeah. He's been, I don't know, can't remember what, nevertheless, but yeah, he came out officially. I think he's like 41 now, maybe. Cal
took
Penn
him freaking long
name.
Enough.
His name is not Kumar. His name is Cal Penn, but yeah. So all you ladies that might have thought you had a shot at Kumar, wrong. Yeah. I don't know why I felt to mention that. I think maybe because I have...
I don't understand why people have to, quote, air quotes, come out.
I don't know.
I mean, it's not like famous people are all stepping out and saying, just so everyone knows, I'm heterosexual. I just wanted to throw it out there. I wanted to clear it up for everyone.
Maybe we should.
I mean,
he, her,
whatever,
Zimzy,
man.
They. All that weird shit. Yeah, do whatever you want. No, I just thought it was funny because, not funny. Jeez, that's wrong. It's so funny. That guy's gay. How funny. Check this out. The guy's gay. No, but because, you know, I knew him first from Harold and Kumar, and those movies are not anything that would make you think that he would be gay. It's just
maybe then
hilarious.
He wasn't.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they turned him gay. Him and John Cho. John Cho's not gay, I don't think. But yeah. So that's Kumar. Cal Penn.
All right.
Another interesting topic was NASCAR racer Kyle Busch. Had some... He's always been outspoken. He's kind of a dick, quite honestly, oftentimes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He was complaining about
Brad
Keselowski's driving. And
yeah.
He said...
He didn't watch his P's and Q's.
No, he didn't watch his R's. he came out and said what... In an interview, what Brad Keselowski did on track was retarded.
He used the R word.
Let me just repeat that. He said Brad Keselowski, what he did on the track was retarded.
Yeah.
So NASCAR's making him go to like sensitivity training and all this. Come on.
I told you, you can't use that word in public.
God.
You can't anymore. You'll get canceled.
It's just ridiculous to me. I get so offended by words.
By words.
Yes. Unreal.
I'm offended by your words.
That word is hurtful and cruel and demeaning. Mm-hmm.
I think you should go to sensitivity training.
I could probably teach them a thing or two. You don't think that I could teach a sensitivity training class?
Not unless you were provided all the materials.
I would make it up on the spot. I would make that shit up, and everybody would pass, even if they walked out of here going, that was the most retarded thing I've ever done. I would still pass them.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I can't play with you anymore. My parents won't let me.
Yeah, well, your parents make a wrong decision.
Clearly, because I'm here, right? You've got issues, by the way.
I'm aware.
Yeah, I'm aware. You ain't right, man. I have a question.
Yes.
Earlier, before we came upstairs, you made a delicious dinner, by the way. Thank you very much. Well, that was really nice. I came home from the gym and dinner was made.
You're welcome.
That was I did. I really appreciated that. But I would really appreciate if you would actually hit the medicine cabinet and have a gas X before we went to bed.
Mm-mm.
Please?
Nope.
I am begging you.
I am begging you to stop asking me.
I might have to just toss one down your mouth as soon as you fall asleep.
I snore enough. You can just probably
That's what I mean. I
gullet.
Can just totally, you'll never know.
Yeah, because it was a good combination. But one of the things that was in there were
beans.
Black beans, right? Is that what those are?
Yeah, they were delicious.
They're super good in there. But
And some yellow rice. Yeah.
Rice, peppers, tomatoes, ground turkey, carrots. It was delicious.
I'm surprised you put in carrots, by the way.
I did that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Everyone, in case you were wondering, Joe hates carrots.
We've talked about that. Carrots are disgusting.
Mm, they're not.
But I cooked them long enough so that they were just nice and soft. Nothing like a soft carrot, am I right?
Yeah, if you're 80. Sound like my mother complaining about my broccoli being undercooked. Yeah.
Good grief.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So what?
You've been doing a lot of running in the mornings, right?
Yes.
And now it's dark.
It is, yes.
When you go out. And cold, for that matter.
It was definitely cold this morning. It was only 36.
Yeah. You should really do yoga in the morning with me instead. But
no.
You're out there. Do you see any wildlife?
I see deer quite often. I mean, like deer, like almost every day, multiple places.
Well, yeah.
Which is not unusual. But other than that, not really.
No? No raccoons or anything?
No coons or skunks or anything like that generally, no.
Bats?
I don't know. I'm not looking up.
Well, you know, you don't really have to look up. You can usually hear
me. Yeah, but you know how I run. I'm very, very focused. I have headphones in, too. And I'm just, like, looking straight ahead.
Well, that's true.
I get tunnel vision.
Whatever you play really loud.
Not always. Like when I'm running in the mornings lately, like, I'll listen to podcasts and not music. And I won't have it super loud because I want to hear what's going on around me because I can't see as well because it's all dark. But...
So you need it to be lower so you can see better?
It helps my concentration.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I see. So all the years we've ran together, you didn't give a shit. You just blared it.
I thought most of those were solo runs. I'll be honest. I didn't even know you were there.
I know. I would literally be yelling and saying something to you, and you would have no idea.
And you still yelled.
Sometimes it was necessary. I used to have to punch you in the arm to get your attention.
We should learn sign language.
Wouldn't matter.
Anyway, what is this tangent you're going on here? Just yelling at me because I run in the dark? Is that all this is?
No, that was a side tangent.
That sounds kind of racist. You're against the dark runs.
I was really leading into the fact that this dude in Idaho, he died after contracting rabies.
While running?
Well, no, not necessarily running. Oh. But he's been he is reported to be the first human case of rabies in Idaho since 1978.
Wow, they had a good run.
Yeah, he didn't even know that he got bit. Apparently, he was unaware that he'd been scratched or bitten before he got sick. But I guess apparently, I don't know, at some point earlier in the month, you know, he was outside, a bat got caught in his clothing.
Huh?
Which, in the article, they make it sound like that just happens every day, right?
Oh,
I was out in the yard, next thing I knew, I had a, you know... Bat was stuck in my coat.
911, what's your emergency? I got another bat stuck in me. Charlie? Yeah.
Yeah, I got my sleeve. I don't know what's going on.
I'm like, all right, we'll be out. Just don't move.
So anyways, they talk about it. I mean, like, and it's funny. So like later on in the article, they go on to tell about how, you know, in late September, there was a man in Illinois that died of rabies. And that was the state's first case since 1954.
Wow.
So apparently, people watch out. There's a lot of rabies going on in different states. First time in many decades. Mm. So, yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know either.
But this guy in Illinois.
Yes.
He actually declined treatment after waking up in mid-August to a bat on his neck. That was my mic drop.
There was your phone drop on the table.
First of all, where the hell are you that you are sleeping with bats and that you wouldn't notice that there is one on your neck?
When he was younger, he was in Major League Baseball, he was a bat boy. And it just stuck with him. Maybe. He didn't bat an eye at it.
Are we doing this?
Apparently not.
I might take a bat.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're playing, see? Assault and battery.
Boy.
Hey, I have a running one, too. Not related to rabies, but this was in Argentina. I don't know how to say it. Argentina.
Please stop scrocking on the mic.
Stop the scrock. Lady was out running, and she got mauled by a pack of dogs and died. Yes, a wild pack of dogs roaming around Argentina, and they mauled her to death.
This goes back to an article we discussed a few weeks ago about the guy that got mauled by a bear. Like, where are you going, and where are you running alone?
Well, that's the thing here.
You are exposed to a wild pack of dogs.
She was out for an evening run, and... It says by about a half dozen animals, at least, on a wasteland near her home in Argentina. So she was out doing, like, I'll say trail running, but it was like wilderness running.
Sure.
And there was a pack of wild dogs And they absolutely mauled her and tore her apart.
Well, at least she died doing what she loves.
She loved dogs.
Maybe.
Yeah, but that was crazy, I thought.
That's really weird.
I think mauled by dogs might be even more common than rabies, based on those stats that you just read off. I don't know. See a lot more dog stuff than you do see rabies.
Oh, boy. Oh,
that is all. Breckenridge.
Oh, my God.
Nobody gets that reference.
I do.
I know you do, but.
So how's the running going, dear?
It's going very well. I've been very consistent for the last 2 weeks, really. Didn't run on the weekend this weekend, but every morning I've been going out. And I've just done 3 miles. This morning I did 4 miles. And it's coming back. It feels good. Like, you know, I told you that last night we were talking about it. I'm like, I think I'm going to run 4 tomorrow. I want to start building up again and get in some more.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent myself an email before we went to bed that said, "You're running 4 miles, bitch." So when I woke up and checked my emails, that's what I saw in my inbox. So I had to stick to it.
Note to self, become an asshole.
You're running 4 miles, bitch. Who are you sending that to? That is to me. Thank you.
Myself.
That is my pleasant little reminder to not puss out.
It's too late.
Well, no, I did it. I did it, but it's going well. I'm nowhere near where I would like to be again, which I know will require building up because I used to put in a lot of miles and I would do speed work and hill work and all that kind of crap, but I'm getting there and it's much more comfortable now. I don't know why I had a stretch for a while there where like my mentally, I didn't even like, it was so easy for me to just say, I'm going to walk for a little bit and just stop. And, you know, I've been of the mindset of the last few weeks of just, okay, what are you doing? 3? Okay. You can and will run all 3 of those, all 4 of those this morning too. Other than people, pay attention.
Oh,
all right.
Here it goes. Buckle just up. Going on a rant.
Buckle up, folks.
Do, 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 do,
pay
do, do, do.
The fuck News attention rant. For runners, please. Please. I'm begging you. This morning, on my run, I was running up, Union Road here, which is a major road, coming to Main Street, and the light was in my favor. I should be able to cross Main Street fine because it's green. I'm watching and I see a car zooming down Main Street. Even though the light's red, they're coming in hot. And I was standing there, I'm like, they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And it was this 20-something-year-old girl.
Sure enough,
she's going to turn right. And she goes up to look to see, but never fully stops and just zooms through as I was literally 2.5 feet from her car on the sidewalk right at the corner. So she never saw me, but I took my water bottle and squirted her windshield with it and yelled some profanities, which she probably didn't hear, but she certainly would notice the big squirt of water that suddenly randomly crossed her windshield. Pay attention, people. Even if you're turning right, and you only need to focus on the cars coming from your left, look to your right still, please. All these stupid signs out there that say, you know, look twice, save a life for motorcycles. More people walk and run than ride motorcycles. Pay attention. That's it.
And this is Joe signing off on his rant of the day.
It pissed me off, man. Because I saw the whole thing unfolding. I knew exactly what was going to happen. Because I could just tell she was zooming down there.
To continue on.
Oh, yeah. I contemplated actually letting that be the car that hit me.
But then you saw how old she was. And I'm like, she's got nothing.
If I was like 2 more strides, it would have happened. Could have just let her clip me. But yeah, pay attention out there, please.
You know what's super cool? Gatorade has come out with this patch. It's a little patch you slap on your arm.
Soul patch.
And you,
nicotine
and
patch.
it gauges your sweat rate.
Gatorade.
Yes. So for anybody wondering, why do you care about your sweat rate? It helps you with your nutrition and your electrolytes and staying hydrated while you are working out, right? So you want to make not only, you know, stay hydrated, but to rehydrate and things like that. So it's a patch that you put on your arm. and it, they recommend you do it for, you know, like, I think they said like 4 workouts, right? Two different type of workouts. And you then scan the patch, and it gives you all the feedback. It gives you, you know, your sweat rate, your sodium loss, all that kind of stuff.
Hmm. That's interesting. You're totally into that shit.
That's super. For anyone who has ever done any sort of distance or endurance athletics, how can you not be? Because it's super key to being able to do anything like
because
that.
Because we've learned through experience. I don't, like, you make fun of me for, like, looking at data for my runs of, like, heart rate and elevation and all that stuff. That's not data that would be relevant to me or that I would care about, because we've gotten into the habit of all these trainings and all this stuff we do that we know pretty well how to hydrate ourselves. We, like, I'll tell you what that patch should say. It should actually just say, look at your pee. What color is your pee? Because that's the best gauge to determine if you're properly hydrated or not.
Yeah, but when you're out doing a 2-hour or 3-hour run, you're not peeing throughout your run to check your pee.
No, you know that you're hydrated before, and you hydrate while.
This patch, what it does is there's an orange line that changes color.
The pee line?
As you start to, I guess, like, dehydrate kind of thing. So you can actually see where you are.
Yeah, that's weird. You're going to get those, I'm pretty sure.
But that helps take the guesswork out. Right. So if you are training for, say, a marathon or a triathlon, anything like that, part of your training is figuring out your nutrition. Right. So, for example, if you and I go out and we both do a long run and we like to use Goos, mm-hmm. For anybody who don't know, they're little packets of gel flavored nutrition. It's, you know, electrolytes, and it's got calories, all that kind of good stuff to keep you going, right? So you don't become depleted and hit the wall. You are going to end up having, you take one of those before I do. So you will normally take one at, say, 4 miles, mm-hmm. where I would push it more towards 5.
Okay.
So, but that's what we figured out over time.
Yeah.
Right? Where this takes the guesswork out of it for you. Like, mm-hmm. it helps you completely figure that out.
Is this a one-time use patch?
Yeah, I think okay, that you so purchase like them as packs of 2.
Gotcha.
Yes, and they're, I think, $25
for a 2-pack?
Yeah.
Ooh, Shakur, that's a lot.
Is it really? Think about how much you spend on some of this
how many
stuff.
Goos you could buy for $25.
Not a lot.
A box. Buy a box of Goos. Anyway, it's sure, it's interesting, but I don't know that I would want to look into that. It would just give me one more thing to worry
I'm
about.
I'm interested in Gatorade's new sweat patch. That's all I'm saying. Okay. That's the secret to dialing in your hydration strategy.
Hmm. All right. Do you want to hear a couple of interesting facts from this day in history?
Are they true or are you making these up?
These are true. I might add some flavor to them, but they're true.
Hit me.
You got it.
What you got?
Couple of exciting things in 1922. The entrance to King Tut's tomb was discovered.
What?
Right? They finally found it. It was also first time they wrote the song Walk Like an Egyptian. Same day.
Nope.
Different parts of the world, which is even funnier.
Mm-mm.
Also in 1922, the U.S. Postmaster General orders all homes to get mailboxes or relinquish delivery of mail. Required mailboxes.
Really?
Yes.
No more throwing shit under the door, huh?
Guess not.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't know that was actually like a requirement. Just figured everybody would do it, but like, oh, there's a good place to put my mail. It's not going to get snowed on or rained on or whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. But it's an actual postmaster general.
Well, it is, actually, because some places you have to have a mailbox by the street.
Yeah, but I don't know it would be like a requirement. I don't know. You figure something else out. You could put a box out there that could throw the mail in.
Right. Well, then that's your mailbox.
No, that's a box. It's not a mailbox.
There are no specifications of what your mailbox has to be. Clearly, not. Because our mailbox used to be an old milk box at the side of the house.
Which is awesome, by the way.
It really is, and I appreciate our mailman.
So we're going back. Another Civil War reference here in 1836. All right, I don't know Spanish. This is Dia de la Mentira. Dia de la Mentira. In the Republic of Texas. Texas wasn't even a state yet.
Whoa.
Yeah. 100 Mexican bandits, 100 plus Mexican bandits, led by this guy. This is what caught my attention. I'm sure it's not pronounced this. It's spelled P-E-D-O, El Pedo, but it's probably Pedo. Looks like he's a pedophile. But yeah, 100 plus Mexican bandits led by El Pedo were defeated by 45 Texans at the border. Way to go, Texas.
See? It's been 100 years they've been freaking storming the borders.
Yeah, exactly.
Still to this day.
And in 1995, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated by a Jewish extremist, ironically, while attending a peace rally. Peace rally. Is that a gun? Yeah. So he's dead.
All right.
But born on this day, 10 years apart, 1969. All right, all right, all right. Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
And in 1979.
Wait. Say that again.
I said it exactly as it needed to be said. Born on the same day, but 10 years apart.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Well, it's born on this day. What else would I, like, random birthdays? This guy was born on April 2nd. The hell? Of course you're going to be born on the same day. So in 1969, Matthew McConaughey, 1979, Sean Puffy Combs. I don't know anything famous that he would have sang or done that I can refer to like I did with the Matthew McConaughey, all right, all right, all right, but they were born on the same day.
All right, both pretty epic people.
Yeah, it was a pretty decent day there for as far as the birthdays go. Some other weird ones are always on there, too. There'll be like an Egyptian, you know, pharaoh from like 1522 BC, all kinds of weird shit. But
Baby Cat?
Yeah, Baby Cat. She's
She was important.
She's immortal.
November.
She's got 7 lives. She takes care of them. 9 lives. Well, maybe she's down to 7. I don't know. The way Hank chases her sometimes, she might be down to 7.
Keep whacking Hank in the nose. She's going to be losing some more of those lives.
Yes. So anyway, that's what I got for history today.
All right. You really need to get yourself some bumper music. Like this one.
Very impressive.
Facebook Marketplace post of the day.
That is more awful every time I hear it.
You are so jealous.
What have you got for us this week?
This week on Carol's Facebook Marketplace post, we have brought to you, straight from Marketplace, is a Matchbox Poop King for only $4.
I have many questions, but one of them is, what the fuck is that?
It is a like new Matchbox Poop King in black.
I think we all heard that part. The Matchbox Poop King, yeah.
It is literally a Matchbox that is a porta potty truck.
Oh, so it's like it's like a truck that's carrying porta potties.
That carries two porta potties. Two removable porta potties, by the way.
Oh, wow. Ooh, interactive toys.
Yes.
Nice. And it's called the Poop King.
It's called the Poop King. Uh huh.
For $4?
For $4.
I'm hoping that's going to end up in my stocking.
If you're lucky.
And if I'm, ooh, I don't know
if you're lucky. So if you're a collector of Matchbox cars, get yourself a Poop King.
Yeah.
It's only $4.
Please search Poop King.
Poop King, porta potties,
and enjoy the results. Probably some other weird shit that's going to come up.
I just think that's so weird. What would make them even make that?
I don't know, but it's funny. They make a lot of weird shit like that. I remember having some oddball ones that were oddly specific
with porta potties.
Well, I didn't have a Poop King. I don't know if that one was around back then, but
it is now.
Speaking of Facebook stuff, that you see this whole buy nothing thing. Gets a little out of hand sometimes. Dare I say, retarded. Like, you know, people put on there they're searching for something. That's fine. Other people will post like random shit that's in their house that they want to get rid of. Some of it's good deals. I mean, like if you can get it, you know, there's bookcases and shelves and appliances. I think there's like a George Foreman grill on there. So watch out, Michael Scott.
Yes, all our neighbors in town get rid of all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and I think
stuff.
That's really cool. That's awesome. I would love to do that. Like, I would take stuff from our basement and just give it away. But somebody posted earlier today a half-empty gallon of milk. The fuck?
They weren't going to finish
They weren't. And they're like, yeah, they said it's going to expire, you know, on like the 5th or something, whatever the hell it was.
And I bet someone claimed it, didn't
I
they?
Would, first of all, that's silly. It's milk. Just either drink it or don't. Dump it down the sink. Second of all, if you're in that desperate need to get a half-used gallon of milk, I will buy you a gallon of milk. Message me. Thirdly, I would never trust anybody to take open food or
thing,
beverage
yes.
shit.
Yeah.
There's too many assholes in this world, and psychos, for that matter.
Yeah.
Who the hell knows what's going to be in there? Not
exactly.
that everybody's evil. I mean, you want to assume everybody's decent, but,
no, but
I would not
to,
trust that
you don't
for
be
a heartbeat.
Either.
I would like take it. I'm like, here, we're going to pour a little glass, and you're going to drink some before I take this, okay? Fucking test this shit out. Poison my ass. All I want to do is have some Fruit Loops. You're going to fucking kill me.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's what you get for buying half.
Not even buying. It's free.
Free. It's free.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't even make it home.
They're going to like drink it in the car?
Well, you go to pick it up and the guy would be like, here, just to show you nothing's wrong with it, I'll pour some for me and some for you and we can drink it together. You drink yours, he drinks his, but he's already had the antidote. So whatever's in there doesn't affect him. But next thing you know, you're on the ground.
That's a classic Princess Bride.
Next thing you know, you're at the bottom of the freaking well.
That's
and he's lowering down lotion.
That is the classic Princess Bride with the Iocane powder.
I don't know anything about that.
You don't?
I know nothing
you're
speaking of.
Vincini and Inigo Montoya? Or nope. Vincini and the Man in Black, I should say.
That's what I've heard. But yeah. No, I know nothing about that.
Oh, that's exactly what happened. He spent years building up an immunity to Iocane powder.
See?
So he poisoned both glasses. Hmm. And then Vincini just drops dead mid-laugh.
Hmm.
Classic. Oh, we have to watch that movie. It's so good.
Okay.
You fell prey to one. Biggest splinter of all time. The second of which is never get involved in a land war in Asia. First of it is never go against a Sicilian when death is on the line. And then he dies. Yeah. Okay. That's a Vincini.
Okay.
Little Wallace Shawn, that goofy talking little dude. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have that much else. One thing with all these elections that just took place on Tuesday and stuff. One hilarious one. I don't know if you saw this. Was from New Jersey. There's a like this longtime state Senate leader in New Jersey. So, you know, you have like the state legislatures and all that kind of crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
And even in New York here around here, it seems like guys are in that for like 40 years, right?
Unfortunately, so, yes.
This was one of those guys in New Jersey. His opponent was this fellow named Edward Durr.
Durr.
It is D-U-R-R. Durr. He was running as a Republican. He's a father of three and a grandfather of six, lifelong resident of New Jersey. And his slogan was, he's not seeking power or fame, only wants to give the people better representation, lower taxes, and transparency. There's a little bit of sneakiness going on here where some ballots were found as of today, but Edward Durr beat this longtime state senator from New Jersey.
Okay.
Edward Durr is a truck driver for Raymore and Flanagan. He spent a total of $153 on his campaign, and he beat this guy that's been doing this for decades. It's hilarious. So hopefully, you see, like, it stands and he wins. But I think there's some quotes of him saying, "I don't know what I'm going to do when I get into office." But you know,
good.
There should be more of that.
That's just such a great example of how fed up everyone is
exactly.
with career politicians.
There should be so much more of that. I wish more people would wake up. You know, it's too, with all, even on the national thing, and I won't rant on this very long at all, but you hear all these talk about these progressives and the progressive wing of the Democrat. These fucking 70 and 80-year-old assholes are not progressive in any way. I know you have your AOCs and some of the Elon Omars that are younger, but to say Bernie Sanders is progressive, you've been in the Senate for 40 years, you haven't done shit. You may talk about progressive, but you don't do shit. All these people, they just need a refresh. They need to, like, hit delete or move all the senators to the recycle bin like you do on your desktop and hit empty recycle bin.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yes.
And fill it back up with competent, hardworking, normal people, because our politicians shouldn't be fucking millionaires. Okay.
No. And that was never the intent. That, you know, being Congress or Senator or anything else was not supposed to be a career.
Mm.
You're supposed to do your time and you move on,
hashtag
right?
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But it's ridiculous that you can't get reform, that you can't get term limits.
Yeah, it should. There should definitely be term. All right, why are we talking? I'm sorry, talking about nonsense at the end of this thing. I will quickly recap my wonderful coffee order the other morning at Tim Hortons, though, because I still think it's funny. I went there to order you and I coffees, drive through. Waited forever. I think that was that same day. And I get there and I say, "Look, can I take your order?" "Yes, I would like extra large coffee, one milk, one sugar, and a shot of caramel." And the lady repeats back, "Milk and vanilla?" And I go, "Nope."
Which is funny because milk and vanilla is usually my order.
Correct. And, and I just go, "No. It's one milk, one sugar, and a shot of caramel." Okay. I see that get entered on the board. I said, "And I'd also like an extra large with just milk." She goes, "Extra large, just milk." Okay. That pops on the board. And then extra large with milk and vanilla pops on the board. I go, I said to her, I go, "I don't know where you heard vanilla. I didn't ever say vanilla." She goes, "Oh, okay." It was just hilarious to me. I'm like, nothing even sounded like vanilla.
That's what you get for going to the drive-thru.
I didn't say, "Oh, I'm glad I just got back from Manila. I will have an extra large.
Can you give me that vanilla folder before I place my order?"
"What kind of wafers are those?" "Nilla wafers." None of that took place. She was so goddamn intent on giving me vanilla.
You should have just taken it.
Well, she was trying to charge me for three coffees. I didn't want it.
No.
Yeah. So that's that.
All right. And on that note, be careful with your coffee orders.
Yeah, be careful, man. The people are out to get you. By the way, Dia de la Mentira in the Republic of Texas is completely made up. Okay. Mentira is Spanish for lie. So that one was
there
a lie.
I should have paid attention in Spanish class, huh?
Pedo is fart. So the leader was El Fart. And the irony here is you picked up on this a little, was they were trying to storm the borders even then, right? I said by 45 Texans, and it's a little vague reference, but I thought it was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's the 45th president, building the wall. So there you go. I got you again. And I just rammed the mic stand.
Something that you would have killed me for doing.
Yeah, but I did it and it's okay. So, all right. We're wrapping up. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, El Pedo. Buenas noches, señora.
I love you, dear.